Long Legs the Blue Heron watched Billy Mink and Little Joe Otter disappear down the Laughing Brook. As long as they were in sight, he sat without moving, his head drawn down between his shoulders, just as if he had nothing more important to think about than a morning nap. But if you had been near enough to have seen his keen eyes, you would never have suspected him of even thinking of a nap. Just as soon as he felt sure that the two little brown-coated scamps were out of sight, he stretched his long neck up until he was almost twice as tall as he had been a minute before. He looked this way and that way to make sure that no danger was near, spread his great wings, flapped heavily up into the air, and then with his head once more tucked back between his shoulders and his long legs straight out behind him, he flew out over the green meadows and, making a big circle, headed straight for the Smiling Pool. All this time, Billy Mink and Little Joe Otter had not been so far away as Longlegs supposed. They had been hiding where they could watch him, and the instant he spread his wings, they started back up the Laughing Brook towards the Smiling Pool to see what would happen there. You see, they knew perfectly well that Longlegs was flying up to the Smiling Pool in the hope that he could catch Grandfather Frog for his breakfast. They didn't really mean that any harm should come to Grandfather Frog, but they meant that he should have a great fright. You see, they were like a great many other people, so heedless and thoughtless that they thought it was fun to frighten others. Of course, we'll waken Grandfather Frog in time for him to get away with nothing more than a great scare, said Little Joe Otter as they hurried along. It will be such fun to see his big googly eyes pop out when he opens them, and sees Longlegs just ready to gobble him up. And won't Longlegs be hopping mad when we cheat him out of the breakfast he is so sure he is going to have? They reached the Smiling Pool before Longlegs, who had taken a roundabout way, and they hid among the bulrushes where they could see and not be seen. "There's the old fellow just as I left him, fast asleep," whispered Billy Mink. Sure enough, there on his big green lily pad, sat Grandfather Frog with his eyes shut. At least, they seemed to be shut.